This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A new University of Colorado graduate degree will focus on the burgeoning outdoor recreation economy in the West. CPR's Grace Hood has more.
The Masters of Science in Outdoor Recreation Economy will be the country's first online-only interdisciplinary master's degree on the topic. In addition to studying what makes the outdoor industry tick, students will dig into public lands policy and how to create more resilient and diverse outdoor communities. Program Director Joel Harder hopes the virtual format will appeal to more non-traditional students.
And that is something that is very near to my heart, about how do we create an opportunity for that not only accommodates people, but really opens up opportunities.
The first class of students will start the fall of next year, pending Colorado Department of Higher Education approval. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Employees at Colorado State University in Pueblo can begin returning to campus soon. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports fall classes will include face-to-face learning, online classes, and a mix of the two.
Starting July 1st, employees must enter the campus through mandatory health screening checkpoints, and everyone on campus must wear face masks. CSU Pueblo residence halls will welcome students back with social distancing and safety protocols for common spaces. The college says it's unclear what screening and check-ins may be needed in the fall as state health requirements may change. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, two co-leaders of President Obama's police reform task force talk about the work that still needs to be done. That's next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Colorado voters will soon decide which Democrat will challenge Cory Gardner in November. John Hickenlooper was the favorite, but his campaign has hit a few bumps in the road.
I think his ethics violation was absolutely ludicrous on his part. The fact that he didn't comply with the subpoena, was found in contempt. I was just like, that is just so stupid.
What voters think of Hickenlooper now in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 76 in Colorado Springs, 93 in Grand Junction. The Springs showers likely tonight. Showers are actually likely all across Colorado except for on the western slope where it will be mostly clear. This is CPR News.